Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
You've kind of judged me as a really horrible person.
Dude!
Because I don't think it's true.
Because can I tell you why it shocks me?
Why?
Because I feel overall you're a good person.
Oh, I am.
Well, no, not when it comes to the story.
Well, when you tell the story and I tell my thoughts on it and what I would do, then we'll let others judge.
All right, so there's this old woman. She's 80 years old.
Hold on. See? See, you're setting it up wrong. You're doing it wrong. You got to take it from the angle of what BJ would be doing and the decision I would make.
Feisty.
You can't start with that angle. That's not fair.
This one's feisty.
Well, you know that's true.
Oh,
you're going to a whole different area.
High voice.
That's not what you ask me, all right? Why don't we start with the way that you ask me, because I knew nothing about the story.
Okay.
You asked me what you asked me this morning.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
All right. So there's this little old lady.
No. I didn't know anything about the little
old lady. I know. I'm just doing that on purpose to piss you off, and it's working. Yay, me! Success. All right. So there's this guy.
That would be me.
There's this guy named BJ.
Okay.
And he walked into the local Goodwill, right?
Yep.
And so he walked in there and he's like, there's a slow cooker right here. I love slow cookers.
I'm a fan of the crock pot, man.
Right. So exactly. So you bought it for $2, okay?
Yep.
You get home and it's actually in a box. And so then you see something in that box and you start to throw it away. But then you're like, oh, this is something weird in this box. It's in tinfoil. So you unwrap the tinfoil. And there is $46,000 in five envelopes.
Stop the story right there. Okay, here we go. I go into the Goodwill.
Yes.
I see a crock pot that I love. And it's in a box.
I feel like I just said that.
And it's $2. No, I just want to reiterate before
yes.
I tell
yes.
what my side of the
yes.
story
okay.
is.
Okay.
It's $2. Yeah. Okay. Now a crock pot for $2. It could have some blemishes on it. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But I need a crock pot. So I'll take it. Good deal, right? I get home and I find $46,000 wrapped in aluminum foil inside the box. What am I going to do?
Exactly.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take that money.
This is the shocking part.
I'm going to stick it in my closet, but put it on a shelf somewhere. And I'm going to leave it there for a few days. I'm going to let the water, kind of cool just a bit. And try to find out if anybody's missing this money.
If you see it on the news
reported,
or something.
If I see it on the news, mm-hmm. a police report somehow comes out, something on social media, something that I can gauge what's going, because it could be drug money. You don't know what the hell's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'd put it away and I wouldn't say anything. And then if I discovered after several days went by that nothing said, I'd deposit into my account.
$46,000
yep,
you just
I keep
stole.
It. I keep it. I didn't steal it. I bought a crock pot, and that came with it.
Yeah. From guess what? So listen to this. There's this 80-year-old woman, right? And she's been saving and saving and saving to see her relatives. And she's been putting it in the crock pot box. And then one day she's like, I need to get rid of my crock pot. So she took it. She waddled up to the Goodwill. Here's a crock pot for the donation.
Oh, my God. This story's going to take forever.
Then she gets back home and she's like, oh, God, I don't know where my money went. And she can't remember.
She can't remember that it's in the crock pot.
She has Alzheimer's.
And therefore, I would have never known that this old lady existed.
Right.
Because I could have assumed that it was either money that was stolen from mm-hmm. bank robbery, could have been money from a drug cartel or something of that nature. I mean, we're talking $46,000. You're not expecting some 90-year-old woman that stuffed it into a crock pot over the years, right? So I would assume the others before the old lady.
I wouldn't think a drug dealer would donate anything to Goodwill.
Well, see, you're way
I don't feel like thugs go, hey, Larry, you know what we got to
do? Yes, they do.
We got to donate this crock pot.
Bull, bull, bull. I almost said the word bull.
Really? Because,
yes, the cartel is a very giving organization. They often give to Goodwill. Yeah, they give to all these
crockpots. Yes, number one.
They do.
Number one donation.
I'm telling you right now, my honest opinion is I would have taken the money, stashed it away, and waited to see what kind of a ripple came from this cash.
And then you'd keep it.
And if nothing came from it, I would have kept the money.
I think that's so sad. I think that's so sad you would do that. I would totally give that money back. Totally give that money back. I would go there and I'd be like, hey, listen, I really need to find out who donated that crock pot. And they'd be like, a little old lady came in here.
Really?
On her walker. Or maybe she had a scooter. I don't know. And she was very feeble and sad and talking about a vacation she was going to take to see her relative she hadn't seen forever. One last time before she died.
Sean?
Yeah?
What about you?
$46,000.
Mm. Change your life.
Big time.
But you'd also have karma forever.
Could have been drug money. You wouldn't know that.
It's not drug money at the Goodwill.
You would have never known it came from a little old lady. You would have never had the karma thing in your head. You wouldn't have known.
Well, I carry around a pretty heavy dose of guilt anyways.
Me too.
So I don't think I could keep it. I think I'd have to turn it in and then pray to the Lord they'd give me a big reward.
I agree with you. I think that Sean and I, we knew that we're way better than you. Like, I'm sad that you would be like, I'm totally going to put it. Ooh, you could finally buy a new Jeep Liberty.
I feel.
Or two.
I feel like your guilt doesn't keep you from lying. Let me talk to Dylan. Schmop.
I'm not saying I wouldn't want to keep it. I'm just saying the guilt would get to me.
Sean, I think you're lying. I think you're lying. You would have stashed the money away. You would have waited. You would have seen. Let's go to social media.
I think would eat you alive to keep that money.
Social media, hombre, Dylan. What would you have done with the money?
I would have kept it, yeah.
Thank you.
It's definitely drug money.
It's not drug money.
Could have been drug money.
It's not drug money. They don't donate crock pots.
That's why I like
it. Thugs don't donate
drugs, so they got to build up good karma so they don't get caught.
Right,
so they're
exactly.
donating stuff.
They're
donating
stuff.
Yeah.
Really.
I like your attitude. Sean's a liar.
No, I think it would eat you alive. You don't think it would eat you alive?
I think Jamie would give it back because she's such a good-hearted person. The three of us were schmucks.
Wow.
We would have kept it.
Oh,
yeah. I'm telling the truth. You both know it, so I don't want to hear it. Sean's even... He's shaking his head like, you're right, PJ.
You got me.
You would have kept it. You would have put it away at least and waited to hear the news.
I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, he did keep my air conditioner in your tent.
Of course.
Yeah, I did.
He would keep the 46
I
grand.
Keep
yeah,
the
you're
Who
right.
Who on this show is it so obvious
you're,
would keep
You're so right.
Remember that bicycle you borrowed? You've never returned that damn bicycle.
That bicycle. Yeah.
We borrowed it for a race 3 years ago.
Oh, it was 4 years.
And he's kept it.
Did you ever pay her for that?
We had no. No.
See?
This is an unspoken agreement.
Says, oh, I've returned it. I got this thing called guilt. Guilt, my ass.
Okay, you
have
you got
no
me.
Guilt. Right, you got her air conditioner, my tent, and somebody's bicycle. Good Lord.
He's right. He's right.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.